This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, thank you very much. Sébastien Bachelet is speaking. Welcome, everybody. We are at the meeting number 14 of this ICANN Ombuds Office drafting team or subgroup of the Workstream 2 of CCWT ICANN. Accountability or anything I can accountability. We are the 10th of January 2017. I want to start by wishing all of you a very good year, and, all your projects and your health and your family and so on and so forth. And I would like to start the call by roll call, and we will take the roll call who is on the people participating on Adobe, including Cheryl, who is on the line only. Do we have people not on the Adobe Connect who are also participating to the call just on the line, on the telephone?
Akimbo Adeboye for the transcript.
Yeah, but you are on noted on the Adobe also. Okay, thank you. Then we have it seems that we have new participants or new observer, I don't know, not on our list of participants, and welcome to everybody. And as you know, we finished the year with our last call was December the 19th, I guess, and it was to discuss about the external review of the ICANN, the office of the ICANN Ombudsman, as it says in the bylaw. And I would like to start by this topic, and then we will discuss on our other task which one we will delay after receiving the external review report, and the one we want to handle in parallel, and then discuss when will be our next call and any other business. The list of our participants. I have had one information. It's the number of call everyone participates, we will. I will try to keep that date. If you need to see the number of call we handled since the beginning, just look at my name. Seems that I am the only one to participate to all of the call. That's okay. I am supposed to do that. And now our schedule, we are at the call number 14. I didn't update this slide. I need to do that next time. Let's discuss the first item, the external review of the ICANN Ombuds Office. And I have put some slides, but I don't know which one we need to use. And I would like to give the floor to Lars Hoffman, who is ICANN staff. No, we need to say ICANN organization, I guess. Today and in charge of taking care of this review for ICANN. May I give you the floor, Lars, please?
Thank you, Sébastien. This is Lars, and also from you, Happy New Year to all. And this is just really a quick update. Bernie, you might have seen, has already sent out on the mailing list the link to the RFP that has gone online today. I'm going to post a link into the chat as well right now. I will also send a quick follow-up email, so you've got the link on the emails as well. Really what I just want to say, in addition to this has gone online, the deadline being 31st of December for responses. We might reevaluate that depending on how many responses we get at the time, but this is what we're working with at the moment. And and then there's the issue of disseminating this. If I recall correctly, during a previous call, maybe two ago, I think Herb and maybe Chris mentioned that they are members of an international organization. If they can maybe reach out, we've already looked into that, and maybe we can coordinate behind the scenes. And then if anyone on the call or in the group or on the mailing list wishes to disseminate this to within the networks, to anyone who they think might be able to respond to the RFP, that would be much appreciated. We will, of course, also disseminate among the usual channels that we use for these kind of procurement efforts. And I believe your next meeting is on 23rd. I'm not sure when the one after that is scheduled, but I suggest that we'll meet again, a meeting close to the 31st, to kind of discuss the next steps and what happens when the RFP closes at the end of the month. And unless you have any questions, that's all from me. Thanks.
Thank you, Lars. I guess I didn't yet receive the mail, but as I am just waking me up, it's maybe quite normal. And you just, I guess you said the 31 of December, and I guess you were meant to say 31 of January 2017.
That's right, I'm sorry.
That's okay. For the deadline for answering this, and our main goal today will be to help to disseminate this RFP, request for proposal, as much as we can. For I guess that, yes, definitely Herb will be very helpful for that to go to the organization he's a member of and he knows about. And if we have, if the other participants have any contact, they can send the link you just give us in the chat or in the mail that Bernie has sent earlier. I want to go back to the schedule, because you say that then we don't we will discuss that again the 6th of February, just after 31 of December, and that's okay. That means that the next call on the 23rd of January, we need to see if we have any other topic to run. And we will decide by the end of this call. Any comments? Okay, Lars, you raise your hand.
Lars, so thank you. Yeah, this is Lars for the record. Yeah, just to say, if you're meeting on the 23rd anyway, I think it might be worthwhile for me to come in again at the beginning, just for a couple of minutes, to talk you through the steps, to maybe give you an update on numbers of applicants received. And then talk you through the steps that will follow up to the 31st of January. If you don't need, and I can give you that update via the email list as well, obviously, then I would suggest that we meet on the 6th of February, and then the evaluation starts, and I think then feedback from your side will also be sought after very soon. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Lars. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. Any other comments or questions? Okay. Then my question will be where we are with this schedule. Are we still on schedule, or do we need to change a little bit from now on, or And that's maybe Lars who can tell us. Okay, Lars, go ahead, please. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. This is Lars for the record. I'm happy to report that we've passed the first flag successfully. We finalized and pushed the RFP in January. We're hopefully in February, if the deadline is held and we have a sufficient amount of applicants, then beginning of February, we should start the evaluating process. So for the time being, this is still a little up to date. But Sabah, you raised a good point. I will make sure, I'll take note of this, and I'll make sure if and when there is any changes in the timetable here, that I'll send you an updated roadmap. Thanks.
Thank you very much. That's good that we are online with the current schedule, and I hope that we will keep as much as possible. One of the big step will be, of course, the selection of the one who will do the review, and then with this person or this group who will have to certify or ensure that the schedule could be handled as we wrote it for the moment, and it will be important, their input will be important to take care of that in the future, and that's also an important point for us to take care, because if we want to keep the overall schedule, we need to know where we are going on that. And just to be sure, as Asha just joined, we discussed up to now the RFP, and it was published, and we are hoping to have an answer by the end of this month, the 31st of January. If you have any people or organization who can be one to answer the RFP, please send them the information. We just got that through mails, or it's on the chat, the link given by Lars. Asha, go ahead, please. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sebastian. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, so sorry for being a bit late. I just wanted to, because I just wanted to confirm a few things. So what I missed this morning, or rather this afternoon for me, is that Lars went through the schedule. Is that correct?
No,
not
I
didn't. Really.
I
didn't just see. Went. Go again, Lars, go ahead.
Sebastian, I'm sorry, this is Lars. As I know, I didn't go through the schedule. Sebastian just pulled up the slide that you see here in the AC room and asked whether this, what was presented in December, is still up to date at the moment. And I just confirmed that the first flag here on the left, we passed and cleared. The RFP was posted today, and we've got four flags to go until April, hopefully. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. So thank you. Thank you, Lars. So I just want to check, when is the... is the RFP advertised, or do we invite specific parties to submit bids?
Oh, so this is Lars again. If I can just quickly, I cover. It's unfortunate you didn't join the beginning. I'll be very brief. The RFP is posted today. I will send an email right after this call to the group with the link. And yes, you're very much invited to disseminate the link within your network. ICANN will do that as well, and we hope we get a wide pool of applicants for this call. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Lars. So my question was that specifically. So basically, it's a link that's supposed to be sent around or forwarded is not advertised anywhere in any trade journal. Any ombudsman trade journal or any industry press? Is that that was what my question was.
That is a correct assumption. Yes, it's not been advertised in trade journals at this point.
Okay. And my last question is: what's the deadline by which they need to? I'm assuming then they would...
31 of January.
The end of January.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Asha. Okay, any other comments, question about this RFP? Okay, thank you. If not, I will go quickly to the other slide to where link with this discussion and don't go back to this. Sorry. Now, I suggest that we go to the next item on the agenda, is the other task we have, and we didn't discuss too much that on the mailing list. It was thank you, Lars, for coming, and we hope to have you in the next call. Thank you, and yes, obviously, if you wish, you can leave the call. Thank you very much. The main topic about what we have to do, I guess, it's to follow what is happening in the other design team, to be aware of where they are and if they need our input. There is some of those subgroup who already have a draft report or some publication, and where they talk about the ombuds. I guess we need to try to talk with them and to answer their question or to see if their proposal fit with our thinking about future role of the ICANN Ombuds Office. I know that there are some discussion within the diversity subgroup about putting some within ICANN somewhere an office on diversity, and one of the question raised in this subgroup, but I want to raise it here, it's that is it a task that could be handled by the Ombuds Office? I know we already discussed that in some detail, and it was agreed that it could be. And then my question is that do we write something formal to this diversity, to the other subgroup, to the diversity subgroup, to tell them that we think that it's a good idea, and it's a good idea to be under within the Ombuds Office, or do we leave them to discuss that issue and decide where they wish to put this this office? That's my, I would say, my first question. So,
could I go in the queue, please, Sebastian? It's Cheryl.
Yes, go ahead, Cheryl. But is it okay for you to talk now, or we can go a little bit further and we come back?
Yeah,
okay,
I was going to say call on me when you wish to. That's all right.
No, but that's okay. Go ahead, Cheryl. Very good.
Okay, just on your exact point, and I do apologize for the background noise, Cheryl, for the record, but I'm driving in a car at the moment, so much background noise happening. I think we should write to the diversity subgroup. Sebastian, I know both you and I are engaged in that group. I think how to do this politely. They have more than enough on their plate sorting other very important matters out as well as this one. And I think what guidance and strong suggestion we can give in terms of possible recommendations that they may wish to either make themselves or endorse from coming from our point of view would be very valuable indeed. So I just want to go on record saying that.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And if you agree, I will put a few lines on that and send it to you first and then to the group, and we will discuss that further and send to them if we agree on something. Yes, Asha, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Sebastian. And I'm just saying this on the voice call as opposed to typing it in the chat, because I think probably Cheryl cannot read what's in the chat, in the Adobe chat. I just wanted to second what she said. I think it's a good idea to propose as a possible suggestion, not to impose on the diversity subgroup, but as a possible suggestion that this could come under the realm of the Ombudsman's office. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Asha. Cheryl, I was under the impression that you wanted to add something.
No, I was just going to say, yes, please do send me the draft, that's all. I wasn't quick enough on my news cover. Back off again.
That's okay. Thank you very much. Any other comments on that point? Okay. If not, thank you very much. I don't know for all the other subgroup. I know that I put some slide about the subgroup on transparency. I guess I already showed them during the last call, but we didn't discuss it. I suggest not to go to read it here, but as you will get this slide, please go through. You can go through the full draft report of the transparency subgroup. And I there are few pages. I don't think that there are anything contradictory to our thoughts, but I would like very much to have your inputs on that, and if we can exchange through the mailing list to be sure that we all agree on what it's here. I will send a specific mail with this inputs to allow some exchange if needed. Just to be clear for Cheryl and others who are just online, sorry about that. There were a report and different points improving the DIDP, it's about document publication. And another sub-team was a whistleblower, DIDP, and the other one was about the whistleblower, I guess. Sorry. I don't know what's happened, but it seems that it's moving at the same time. I am trying to put that here. Okay. That's the two points where they talk about the ombuds, and if you have any comments on now or by mail, it will be very welcome. Asha, please.
Yeah, thank you, Sebastian. So if you could go to the slide which shows the first page of the transparency, I think it was sub-team one. Yes, this one, sub-team one. Nope, you're too fast. Not this one. Sub-team one. Wait, this one. This one. I would very much like to... I can see Herb is on the call, and I'd like to get his views on the first bullet point. As a result, and because it is difficult to objectively define when a request would be considered abusive or vexatious, we recommend the consent of the ombuds would be required to in order to invoke this exception. I wanted to get Herb's view on this. If because of the fact that it would be very difficult to to classify or to make a decision on whether a request is abusive or vexatious. How does he see the ombudsman's role in terms of intervening in this sort of scenario? Thank you.
Thank you, Asha. Sébastien Machal speaking. Yes, please, Herb, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. To be quite honest, the whole slide here poses several issues regarding the conflict of interest.
Because
my biggest concern is if somebody has come to the office with a complaint about a DIDP that was possibly rejected or something like that. So I'm hesitant about any of this for the simple reason that I would need some sort of an option to opt out if I am already investigating the matter. So I see potential for a little bit of conflict there. As far as me being the judge of whether something is abusive or vexatious, I'm assuming that it's because it has been rejected. And if that was the case, then it would be the person's right to actually come to me to possibly investigate that. So I see a lot of stuff in here that can actually go wrong and become conflicting. So I don't really know how to answer you on this because if the request is rejected because somebody finds it abusive or vexatious, then I would have to actually, that would open up the door for the person to come see me about actually reviewing the request. So I really don't know how it would play out.
Okay, thank you, Herb. May I suggest that we invite, even if he's already member of this of our ICANN Ombuds Office drafting team, Michael Karnikolas for our next call, and we discuss that. I know that there is a plenary after tomorrow, I guess, or during this week, and maybe tomorrow. I would suggest that this be discussed between the two groups.
There's something very similar with the new bylaws and the reconsideration requests. There's a clause in there that allows me to opt out if the office is already investigating and a reconsideration request is applied for. But again, it places me in a very sensitive position because if I opt out of conducting the reconsideration request portion, then it implies that my office is already, so it actually is breaching confidentiality. So it creates there's a lot of issues that have to be looked at before we can move ahead with something along this line.
Okay, thank you, Herb. Sébastien speaking. Asha, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Sébastien. And thanks, Herb, for that frank response. I didn't even consider that possibility that you just described. So that is one possible, one area of difficulty. The other, so I just have two points to make. One is on the second bullet point and the third bullet point. The second bullet point talks about the ombudsman taking the role of raising public awareness of how DIDP works. And the third bullet point is reporting on the statistics of the DIDP, for instance, how many requests were sent, were received by ICANN Legal, what percentage were denied, and so on. I know that for the third bullet point, there is an external organization that does that, and ICANN Legal also has, on I think one occasion, have produced some sort of statistics. But I just wanted to ask if you could also look at those two points and, you know, give your, frankly speaking, the whole thing from on the DIDP, and you know, get your views, sort of your thoughts on each of these suggestions, and then I totally support the suggestion of inviting Michael to have a frank discussion with him on these suggestions on how to improve the DIDP. But I think the most important one would be the first bullet point. The second and the third seem to be more of administrative and logistic sort of roles. But the first one, I think, it would warrant a lot more thought into how the ombudsman could support or could help. So before we invite Michael, my suggestion would be that our thoughts are on these suggestions are sort of crystallized so that we can have a more productive discussion with Michael. Thanks.
Thank you, Asha. Sebastian speaking. I will send, as I say at the beginning, send a specific mail with all those three slides, information and the link to the current draft of this transparency drafting team, and obviously it will be good to have your inputs, both Asha and Herb, on that, and other, of course, and to see how we are. We have 2 weeks to go before our next calls, and it's sufficient time to have this exchange. And thank you, Asha, for raising those issues right now. And the other point is about whistleblower. Any inputs right now on that? Okay, if not, I will go to... Here you have the summary of what they are thinking about, and if we comment on the first bullet points, we may wish to discuss also the summary of the recommendations. And it's important to do it quite quickly to allow this other subgroup to work on time. Therefore, we have all the subgroup. We may need to have some inputs, and then if you have knowledge about any other subgroup who have discussed something who could be linked with our ICANN Ombuds Office drafting team, just please come back to us and tell us where we are and what we need to give as inputs. Is there something in the other subgroup? And here, this slide is just to give you back what are the current headlines of our possible report or the current draft report. I send you the version 7 just after our last call. I didn't receive any input on that. I don't know if you have some input, but I think it's one way to see if we have any specific items we want to discuss in parallel with the review going on. And if, once again, if you have any inputs now, just feel free to give them. If not, I may send also a maybe what I can do is send another mail with a current version of the report asking specifically this question about what are the topics we need to still work on, even if the review is going in parallel. Any comments, questions?
Okay. Asking more for the transcript. Can I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead, please. Akimbo.
Okay. I think I would support the suggestion that you made in sending mails around. Some of us are on the mobile phone, and we do not have access to the internet to be able to see the slides. So if you do us the favor, the kind favor of sending mails, I know it could go a long way in helping us. That would be much more. Even as those of us who are not having the opportunity to see slides now to react appropriately. Thank you.
Okay, Akimbo, no problem. Just to let you know that all those information were already sent, and it's just a slide with the headline of the draft report, and we have that since I will say tens or more meetings, but definitely I will send that information, and I understand that it's not very easy when you are just on the phone line as you are, or as Cheryl is driving to see what we are, the other people on AWB are seeing. Then I will do that, definitely. And thank you for your intervention and interest to that topic. Thank you. If no other inputs, I will go, I guess, to discuss about our next call. Then, obviously, we have some topics to be discussed, the DIDP, the whistleblower, and diversity could stay on our radar for our next call, and it's the next call is scheduled in almost 2 weeks. We are back on Monday, and today it's Tuesday, the 10th of January, and not Monday. My fault. I will update that. And then the next call will be on the 6th of February. And the 23rd, I guess we will go through the external review, our other task. I just list them now and discuss also the next call. Any comments, questions? If not, I will go to the last items. It's any other business. I have just one. As you know, we have a plenary on Wednesday. There is a prep call tonight for me. I will not be able to attend the prep call, unfortunately. I will report quickly on those issues of connection with the other drafting team and where we are with this schedule about the RFP very shortly on the plenary tomorrow. But if you have other inputs or other business, please feel free. It's the right time. Thank you, Cheryl. Noted that you have no any other business, and I guess the other are the same. Then I would like to thank you all for participating to this call. Talk to you in 2 weeks, and have a good day or night or evening, and I will adjourn the call now. Thank you once again. Bye-bye.
Bye, thank you.